முகம் கருதி பாச்சாலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதி கிரிம் யத்கிருபா தமஹம் பந்தி பரமானந்த மாதவம். ஐ சல்யூட் கிருஷ்ணா, தி எம்பாடிமெண்ட் ஆஃப் சுப்ரீம் பிளிஸ், பை ஹூஸ் கிரேஸ் த லேம் ஸ்கேல் மவுண்டன் அண்ட் த டாம் பிகம் எலோக்வென்ட். மே கிருஷ்ணா பி தி கைட் ஆஃப் அவர் லைஃப். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. பீஸ் பீஸ் பீஸ். பகவத் கீதா சாப்டர் 7. Krishna described apara prakriti and para prakriti. Para prakriti means the source of creation before modification. And what is apara prakriti? Krishna said space, air, fire, water, earth, mind, intellect, and ego. These 8 are apara prakriti. Then Krishna said, I am with my prakriti, with my nature. I am hidden by my own maya. And not only I have hidden myself, I covered everything with my maya. Verse 14. Devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya durattaya mami baji prapadyante maya mitam tarantite. Verily this divine maya of mine, consisting of the gunas, is hard to overcome. But those who take refuge in me alone shall cross over this maya. A maya daivi, divine maya. Because this maya came from God. God is divine. So his maya is also divine. Maya cannot exist without God. The waves cannot exist without ocean. Sadananda Yogindra, one of the medieval Vedanta teachers, explains this phenomenon of Maya by putting 5 adjectives. First, Ajnanam tu sat asadvyam anirvachaniyam trigunatmakam jnanavirodhi bhavarupam yat kinchit iti ajnanam. What is ignorance? What is maya? You see, maya, ignorance, avidya, nescience, pradhan, prakriti, these are all synonymous words. Pradhan, prakriti, these words are used in Shankya philosophy. Maya, ajnan, avidya, these words are used in Vedanta philosophy. But all these are same. First, a maya is not real. Do you have any idea of real reality? Yes, Brahman, which exists all the time, past, present and future. Maya is not like that, because the moment knowledge comes, maya disappears, ignorance goes away. So it is not real, absolute reality is not in maya. Second, it is not asat, it is not unreal also. Well, what is your conception of unreal? The thing which is, does not exist? Shashasringa, the horn of a hare. Or child of a barren woman. These are impossible things. So, maya is not something like that, that it does not exist at all. It is not like that. So, it is neither real nor unreal. In between the two. It is neither male nor female. It is something neuter. In the first adjective, Sadananda Yogindra says, it is anirvachaniyam, something inscrutable, difficult to explain. Anirvachaniyam, unthinkable, undeterminable. You cannot determine it. Trigunatmakam, it has three qualities. You cannot see Maya, but you see the effect of Maya through the qualities. Sattva, good, rajas, activity, tamas, inertia. Through these qualities, we can feel that there is something behind, which is invisible. Through inference, we guess the existence of Maya. Trigunatmakam, it has three gunas. Jnana virodhi, it contradicts knowledge. The moment knowledge dawns in the heart, ignorance goes away. Fourth, bhava rupam. Some people may think ignorance is maybe absence of knowledge is called ignorance. Means something negative. No, it is not something negative. It exists. How do you know? The scripture says so. I don't care for the scripture. Experience says so. I am ignorant. Most of the people have that feeling. I don't know. That means you are ignorant. So ignorance exists. Your experience says so. So it is bhava rupam. Next adjective is jat kinchit. Something unexplainable phenomenon exists behind this creation. Then why can you not explain it? The moment I explain it, it goes away. The moment I know Maya, Maya leaves me. What do you mean? It is just like a bashful creeper. I do not know whether you have seen that creeper or not. We saw it in our country home. That creeper grows nearly on the by the side of the pond. The moment you touch the creeper, its leaves shrinks. And after some time, again they expand. It is an unusual creeper. We used to, in boyhood days, we used to touch it that way. The moment you touch it, it will shrink. The plant will shrink. And again, its leaves will expand. So that is called Maya. The moment you touch Maya, you know Maya, Maya will leave you. Example, Sri Ramakrishna says, there was a magician, Bahurupi. He used to come in the evening in disguise of a lion, and he used to roar. He had a mask of lion, like a lion body and tail, and in the evening time, he would come and roar and make noise. And that is the way he would frighten the people. And people would throw coin to him because they knew that he is a Bahurupi, he is a juggler. But the children would shout, "Wee, lion, lion, lion." Then a person said, "Oh, he is our John." You know. Immediately, the lion, the man, the juggler, the magician knows that these people have recognized me. I cannot show them my charm. So immediately he takes the mask off and takes money, and then he goes to the other area to show his jugglery. So the moment you know his jugglery, he will leave you. He will not come back to you because you know him, that he is our John. He came in disguise of a lion. Same thing, Maya. The moment you know Maya, Maya will leave you. The Shankara philosophers explained in a very beautiful way. Here is a dancer dancing on the platform. It is a countryside. There is not big, you know, hall like here in the city. It is a tent, a pandal above his cloth, what they call it, canopy. And this dancing girl is showing her dance to the audience. All of a sudden the gusty wind came and blew away her wig. Then came rain, and the rain was dropping. She was dancing, and all her makeup, you know, her worst, and, you know, mascara fell on her, on over her cheek, and she looks awful. The moment she sees that, you know, that all her makeup and everything is gone, immediately she quits the stage because she cannot show her charm anymore, because she is exposed. Prakriti, Maya, also leaves the illumined self. Why? Because their minds are full of God consciousness. Their Maya cannot stand, cannot stay. Because that God consciousness creates so much heat and light, Maya immediately melts. And when Maya melts, when Maya dies, ignorance dies, Maya's children and grandchildren also die instantly. Who are the children and grandchildren of Maya? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, passion, desire, hatred, jealousy, ego, pride, anger, greediness, all these things also die instantly because their mother died. This Maya is nothing, and again this Maya is something. I give that example quite often. Maya is just like fog on the freeway. Early in the morning, you are driving through dense fog. You hit your front car, and then the back car are coming at 55 miles speed. They are hitting each other. As a result, there is a chain accident. Many people are injured, many cars are smashed, many people are killed. But the question comes, is the fog real? Fog is not real. The moment wind blows, the sun shines, the fog disappears. But the fog has a capacity to kill so many people, injure so many people, to smash so many cars. This fog is Maya. It is not real, and again it is something. That is Maya. That Maya covered the minds of all human beings. Ignorance. It covered ourself, our Atman. So Anishaya Shojati Muishamanaha. So we are submerged in grief. We are depressed. We are down. We are weak. But at the same, always remember, your Atman is always strong, pure, self-luminous, blissful. But you feel that I have no bliss, I have no joy. I am depressed, I am worried. Those are all superimposed on yourself, on your Atman. Actually, you are free, you are self-luminous, you are blissful self. Just see, this is the position of Maya. Agatano ghatano potyushi Maya. The thing which is real, it makes the thing unreal. Atman is real, Maya will make that Atman unreal, body is real. Body is unreal. Maya will tell you that body is real. It just brings the opposite knowledge. That is the play of Maya. If this play is not there, all will merge into samadhi. But hopefully that will not happen. Daivihi isha gunamayi. It has three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas. Sattva guna preserves, raja guna creates, and tama guna destroys. These are the function of the three gunas. All these gunas are obstacles. Sri Ramakrishna said, all these three gunas are robbers. A man was passing through the forest. The tamoguna robber and rajoguna robber and sattoguna robber. These three guna robbers attacked that man. The tamoguna said, let us kill this man first and take all his things. Rajoguna said, well, don't kill him, poor fellow. rob him and tie him with the tree. And that is the way they did. Shataguna was the spectator because he was also a robber. He also needs money. Then he came back again and said to that traveler, "Look, I'm sorry that we robbed you. But let me do a favor to you. I shall release you and will take you to the border of the forest. From there you can go to your home." The traveler was released and Shataguna robbers took him to the border of the forest and asked him and told him, "Now you can go, that is your home." That man was very pleased. He said to this robber, "Why don't you come and have, you know, tea with me?" He said, "No, I cannot go to that place. I am also a robber. I have also fear. The police will catch me." So Sri Ramakrishna wanted to say, in final illumination, even Shataguna cannot go. That area you will have to go by yourself. That is the transcendental realm. Shatta, Raja, Tama, Raja, Shatta, these three gunas you will have to transcend. With that little portion you will have to go by yourself. With meditation, japam, all these things are Shatta quality. They are asking you, go, go. Meditation will not take you to that place. You will have to go by yourself. It is beyond meditation. That Samadhi state. Well, Swami, what do you mean by beyond your meditation? You see, when you meditate, at that time also you are in the realm of duality. You have an object of meditation, you meditate, and you are the meditator. This duality is there. That is the realm of Maya. Where there is duality, that is the realm of Maya. Where there is oneness, there is no Maya. That is the Self, the Atman, the cosmic consciousness. Sri Ramakrishna said, there are three types of devotees, the Shattvic devotees. They are very spiritual, they are unostentatious. They do not show their spirituality. They meditate under the mosquito curtain so that nobody should know. Nobody could know. He does not show his spiritual life. The Rajaguna devotee, Rajasic devotee, he puts on silken cloth. He has a shrine. The image is made of gold. And he offers 15 items food to the Lord. And he buys a lot of flowers and makes the shrine gorgeous. He will invite his friends, "Come on, see, I have spent $30,000 for my shrine." That is Rajasic devotee. And Tamasic devotee, they will say, "Well, I have now desire to eat goat meat or lamb. Let us start Kali Puja." So that they will start puja by your image. You see, his desire is for meat, but he cannot eat it without offering to the mother. So buy a goat, cut it in front of the mother and enjoy meat. Meat is the goal, but you know, by they will touch it to God. They are all tamasic devotee, lazy, greedy. Sri Ramakrishna watched all these people, you see. Well, you know, Rajasic devotee, their rosary is made of, you know, what is called Rudraksha Beej Sadhyar. In between is a gold chain. You can see the gold also. It is glittering. That is a Rajasic devotee. He shows that he has a gold chain rosary. Rajasic. Daivihi isha gunamai. Amar, this Maya is full of gunas. It is very, very difficult to cross. Durottaya dukkhina attaya. It is laborious, it is painful, it is extremely difficult to cross these gunas. Do you know why? My friend one day said to me, "Brother, I do not know what shall I do with my ego. The day I good meditation, that day also I become egotistic. Yes, today I have good meditation. I do not know what shall I do. Ego." You see, you are trying to, in our place, there is an exorcist, you know, those who wipe away the evil spirit from a person. What do? They take a handful of mustard seed and repeat a mantra, and he throws that thing on that person who is possessed by the evil spirit, and the evil spirit is bound to go, bound to leave that person. Now the ghost is also intelligent, you see. He entered first in the mustard seed, so that when that man was repeating mantra, well, all right, you repeat mantra, I am also hidden in the mustard seed. And when you throw on that person, that ghost did not go, because previously he has entered inside the mustard seed. Similarly, the thing which you are using to throw away Maya is hidden there. Do you know what is that? Oh, ego. I shall conquer Maya. I shall conquer my passion. I shall conquer my senses. I. With that I means, that mustard seed with hidden ghost, that is I. I shall do this. I shall do that. That ego. So it is very difficult to transcend this Maya. Krishna says, Mameva ji prapadyante maya metam tarantite. But those who take refuge in me, I help them to cross. Mama maya, this maya of mine, is created by me. But I have full control over my maya. Ordinary human beings are slave to maya. Swami, could you give an example? I do not know whether you have seen this silkworm or not. The silkworm, out of its own saliva, makes a cocoon. Very thick. And one coat after one coat, they put that saliva. At last it becomes a nest, like a thick nest. And this guttipoka, this silkworm, enters inside. And through its saliva, it closes its door also. Then it cannot come out. It dies there. Then the people go and procure those things. They cut it, you know, they hang in the trees. They cut them and then they boil it and make this fine silk. Then they process it and they make this fine that silk. It comes from that silkworm. So it is responsible for its own destruction. So Maya, which is created by God, we are infatuated by Maya and we are like that silkworms and we kill ourselves. You see, I am discussing this phenomenon of Maya to you so that you can see the whole phenomenon better, where you are, what to do, how to get rid of it. Durataya, hard to cross. You see, if somebody tie your hands with a handcuff or rope, if you try to open the knot, you cannot do that. The more you try, the more the knot becomes strong. You need the help of a person who can untie that knot, who can cut that knot of Maya. Krishna says, those who take refuge in me, I help. You'll have to ask, Lord, please help me. He will come forward to help you. But if you do not ask, he will think, well, he is happy with that bondage, let him be happy. He does not come. Bodhisattva, we read in Buddha's life, he is waiting at the seashore with his boat. Those who want to go the other side of the ocean, he helps them. He is just like a ferryman waiting with his boat. You must strive to transcend this Maya. You see, if you strive, then somebody will come to help you. But if you do not strive, people will think, well, he's happy, let him be happy. Mameva ji prapadyante, those who take refuge in me, I help them. Sharanagata is the last stage in human life, in spiritual life. Self-surrender. Lord, I surrender myself to you. You do what is good for me. This surrender does not come until and unless ego functions. Sri Ramakrishna said, a bird sat on the mast of a ship. The ship left the harbor and entered into the deep ocean. The bird wanted to come back to the shore. It tried to fly, find a tree to the east, west, south, north, all four directions he tried but failed. At last he came to know that with the help of this boat, I'll have to cross this ocean. There is no other way. So, you see, through self-effort, exhaustion, at last we get exhausted. And then that attitude comes. Thou art my all in all, O Lord. Swamiji said, at last, O my Lord, my God. That is the last stage. You are my all in all, O Lord. Krishna promised, Mayamitam Tarantite, I promise, those who take refuge in me, I help them to cross the ocean of Maya. Next verse.
Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhamaha mayaya aparito jnana asuram bhavamashritaha.
Evil doers and the deluded and the vilest among men derived of knowledge of Maya and following the way of the Asuras do not worship me. Arjuna was thinking, if taking the refuge of the Lord, one can transcend this Maya, then why do they not people do that? Krishna said, look, duskriti no, evildoers, bad people, wicked people, mudha, dull-headed people, those who are deluded or infatuated by Maya, naradhama, and the worst among men, namang prapadyante, they do not worship me. Namam parameshwaram duskritina papakarino, the evildoers, mudha, unintelligent people, dull people. Naradhama, naradham madhi maha adhama utna nikrishta. Their knowledge is robbed by Maya. So they get the demoniacal nature. What is the demoniacal nature? Hingsha, anirita, the lakshanam, ashrita, hingsha, ego, jealousy, vengeance. These are all demoniacal qualities. Krishna will explain the divine qualities and demoniacal qualities in the 16th chapter of the Gita. That these are the divine qualities, these are all demoniacal qualities. He said that these people do not worship me. Sri Ramakrishna said, you know, some people come to Dakshineshwar, seeing their faces, I understand, they are worldly. I ask them, why are you here in my room? Why don't you go see the big buildings of Rani Rashmani? Jao building dekhe esho. Sri Ramakrishna used to use that word quite often, building. Go see that magnificent buildings. Why are you in my room? There are some people who would come from Calcutta with their friends, and those friends are interested in spiritual life. And those people, you know, the friends, they used to say, well, how long will you talk here? All right, you talk, let us go and wait for you in the boat. These people would sit in the boat. The devotees would just sit in Sri Ramakrishna's room and they would talk about God. But their friends would go and sit in the boat and said that you people talk, we shall wait for you. They won't listen to God. They won't listen about God. Because They are worldly. They cannot bear spiritual discussion. Sri Ramakrishna said, these people are like men inside the mud wall. Try to imagine this picture. You might have seen the homes of the American Indians. The floor is made of mud. The walls also are made of mud. And there is a small opening, the door. And the top also, they put something. They are completely covered, like caves. There is very little light inside. And that entrance also, they close it because they are in the reservation. You see that those places are very cold. There is no heating or cooling arrangement. So anyway, they stay inside that small caves. Sri Ramakrishna saw these people in his country home. They are also the mud walls, floor is mud, and the top is thatched hut, very thick. The whole room is dark. That is the way these people live. Sri Ramakrishna compared this way. The roof, that is tamoguna, which is obstructing the sunlight. The walls are rajagunas. They are also obstructing the light. A little opening may be there for air passes, like a ventilator, a little opening. But very little comes through that. And these people live in darkness. And they are accustomed to live in darkness. Then he said, if the wall is made of glass, then that room is full of light. But they are Shaktic people. They also will have to live in the home. But their walls are made of glass, transparent. They see outside, they see inside. Next verse. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna artho jigyasu arthaarthi jnani cha bharatarshava. Four types of virtuous men worship me, O Arjuna. The man of distress, the man of seeking knowledge, the man seeking enjoyment, and O best of the Bharatas, the man endowed with wisdom. Arjuna was thinking, then nobody prays to God. As he said, it's very difficult to cross my Maya, and these people are deluded by Maya, so they do not worship me. Then doubt came in Arjuna's mind, then doesn't anybody call on God? Then Krishna said, four types of people worship me and call on me. Who are they? First, artho, afflicted people, suffering from disease, suffering from trials and tribulations of life. People who are attacked by robbers, cyclone, or any kind of natural calamities, they call on me, Lord, protect me, Lord, protect me, Lord, protect me. This is first group. Second group, Jigyasu. Jigyasu means inquirer. They want to know about God. They are suffering in this world, and at the same time a desire came in their mind that how to get rid of suffering. Perhaps there is somebody can help me. So they inquire about spiritual life, about God. They are also trying to know God, Brahman. In the Brahma Sutra, we read the first aphorism, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now, therefore, inquiry of Brahman. Now means, after attaining the qualifications of Vedanta, And after performing spiritual disciplines, an inquiry dawned in the heart of the disciple about Brahman. What is God? What is Brahman? What is this life? What is liberation? How to attain liberation? Who am I? Where shall I go? What is bondage? What is mukti? These questions come in the mind of the spiritual seeker. They are jiggasu. Third kind of people are artharthi. That is, most of the people are like that. The desires, the objects of the world, money, power, position, all sorts of things. Artharthi. A man came to Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna looked at his face. It was the later part of his life when he was sick. What do you want? The devotee said, Master, bless me so that my gate could be large. He smiled and said, yes, your gate will be large. It is true. He became one of the richest men in Calcutta. He asked money in an indirect way. Still that gate is there. I saw in 166 Bahubajar Street, that man became a publisher and printer. He started a daily newspaper and weekly, monthly, and published many books. Shakambhakti asked money from God. Master, bless me so that I might have a big gate. All right, you will get a big gate. Thakur, Sri Ramakrishna was very interesting. You see, one day he said, you see, somebody wanted to pray to God. Do you know what did he pray? Lord, may I eat dudh bhat, mane milk and rice, in a gold plate with my great-grandson. I mean, one prayer, he got three things. God said that I shall give you one thing. He asked only once. So he said, all right, may I eat milk and rice and a gold plate with my great-grandson. Means he asked wealth. That devotee asked wealth, long life, and grandchildren, you know, big family and all these things in one prayer. They are artharthi. They ask God to fulfill their desires. But God is also an interesting person, you see. He does not fulfill all of our desires. You may say, why? Sometimes we ask, Lord, why don't you give me this person? Lord, why don't you give me money? Lord, why don't you give me this? He doesn't. Always. Why? Because he knows what is good for you. In the Vaishnava scripture, we read, when people ask various things from God, God says, take me. Why are you seeking all those rubbish things? They are poison. If you go to a doctor and say, doctor, give me potassium cyanide, give me potassium cyanide. Will doctor give you potassium cyanide? He knows that this fellow is going to commit suicide. He will swallow that medicine, that poison. He will say, what is your disease? Tell me. Well, I am suffering from depression. Well, you know, take this anti-depression pills. Because doctor loves human beings. He is a wise man. He cannot kill a man giving potassium cyanide. He will give the anti-depression drug. Same thing, God give me this, God give me that, God give me this. God is wiser than the doctor. So God gives what is good for that person. He does not fulfill all desires. If he does not, always remember it is good for you. Sometimes we complain, oof. We say, thy will be done. At the time of prayer, we say, thy will be done as it is in heaven. But the moment his will is done, we grumble. We complain. Hopeless God, you better die.
Krishna says, Jigyasu Artharthi, they are Artharthi. It is not bad, you see, at least they are thinking of God. Today I received a letter. Yesterday I received a letter from the great grandson of Jodhu Mallik, who was a devotee of Sri Ramakrishna, in whose house Sri Ramakrishna had the vision of Jesus. They are going to observe the centenary of Ramakrishna's coming to their home. July 1883, Sri Ramakrishna went to see their home and they were worshipping the goddess. And Sri Ramakrishna merged into Samadhi in front of the goddess. So they are going to observe that day. So they asked an article from me. So anyhow, Sri Ramakrishna said, Jo so kore Jodhu Mallikes shonge dekha karo, by hook or by crook, at any cost, meet to Jodhu Mallik. He is gatekeepers, he is a multimillionaire, very rich man. Well, his gatekeepers may oppose you, but cross the gate, cross the wall, and see Jodhu Mallik. What he meant? Meet God. See God first at any cost. Why are you counting the leaves and trees and fruits? And you are counting how much wealth Jodhu Mallik has, how much real estate, how much property, how much money, how much share, how much bond. Why are you counting all these things? Go straight and meet Jodhu Mallik. Jodhu Mallik will tell you everything what he has. Sri Ramakrishna meant, first see God. God will tell you all about his wealth. You will not have to ask God this and that and that. First see him. First seek the kingdom of heaven. Everything shall be added unto you. That Sri Ramakrishna said, you have come to this world to enjoy mango. Don't count the leaves and trees and plants. You know, when I got that letter, all these memories of Jodhu Mallik came to my mind. Sri Ramakrishna went to see him one day. He was a very, you know, Sri Ramakrishna said, Jodhu previously used to talk about God, but now you have too much money, you even don't like to talk about God. And you even did not send an invitation to me. Then Jodhu Mallik said, he was lying down on a marble table. He said, listen, young priest, he's an older man, you know. Listen, young priest, I know that you have direct contact with the Divine Mother, so you know everything when Mother has come to my home. And the image, he was going to perform worship. So you have come, I am glad. Why don't you talk about God anymore? You are all surrounded by some flatterers. Sri Jodhu said, listen, young priest, as you cannot give up the desire for the Divine Mother, I also cannot give up desire for money. As you said, this wealth also belongs to the Divine Mother, so I love Divine Mother's wealth. What is wrong? Sri Ramakrishna said, Jodhu, if you have that feeling, then it is okay, you know. But you always remember that it is Mother's wealth, not your wealth. You say that it is, what is the objection if I love Divine Mother's money? You love Divine Mother, I love Divine Mother's money. Sri Ramakrishna said, you see, but please remember, don't forget that word. Say Divine Mother's money, not your money. All right? Sri Ramakrishna also was very, very, very particular about it. Don't say my money, say it is Divine Mother's money. Very funny. They are artharthi. They seek wealth. What is the next kind of devotee? Next kind of person who worship God? Jnani, wise people, man of wisdom, worships God, remembers God, meditates on God. Why? They can't help. They cannot survive in this world without worshipping God. They know the world is unreal. Only God alone is real. If we take away God from them, they will die like fish. You see, the natural abode of the fish is water. The moment you take away the fish from the water, the fish will jump, flounder and flutter, then the fish will die. This is the miracle of God. Man's natural abode is ground. If you push that man inside the water, that man will die. Just see the opposite creation. Man's natural abode is ground. If you push that man under the water, that man will die within 4 or 5 minutes. Similarly, fish, the natural abode of fish is water. The moment the fish is out of water, the fish will jump and then die. You people say, miracle, miracle, miracle. This is the miracle of God. So a holy man cannot be devoid of God consciousness. He will die. Because the God consciousness is his natural abode. He is comfortable there. If you put that man in a worldly place, among the worldly people, oof, Sri Ramakrishna used to cry in the evening. Oh, mother, please send some good spiritual people so that I can talk about God. Day and night I am talking with these worldly people. My lips are burning. Sri Ramakrishna was crying in the evening on the roof. I want to talk about God. Who is here? Who can listen? He is Jnani. He cannot survive in this world without God. If he is traveling, he is going to a hotel or any place, you will find he will carry his image, that his beloved, perhaps in a picture, he will put there and he will meditate. They cannot survive in this world without God. They feel comfortable. Krishna says, Artho jignasu artharti jnani cha bharatarshava. Listen, O hero, Arjuna, these four type of people worship me. The afflicted, the inquirer. Inquirer means you try to see this way. You know, after bouncing here and there, they try many places. Let me see that whether I can get some experience from drug or not. They take drug, you know, there are so many, I do not know all the names of those drugs. Now he said, angel crust or something like that, I read in the paper. There are so many types of drug they take. Then they get disgusted, then they give up. Then they say, well, taking drug, it gives only more addiction, so let me give up. Then they try, let me get some joy from food. So they travel from restaurant to restaurant in town, they can tell you that where you will get the best food in town. They eat and eat and eat, I'm out of shape. That food only is giving me fat. So they give up. Let me try something else. This is all inquirer. They are trying to get some joy, bliss. They try many places. They go many institutions, religious places. And they dig many places. They shop religion. I remember once I was in Los Angeles. A girl used to work in TWA. She was a good writer. She wrote several books. She called me from New York that I heard about you from my friend in Santa Barbara. Could you help me to kidnap God? Then I told her why don't you try in the Central Park of New York? There you will find a lot of people are trying to sell their product. There are so many places. Why don't you shop religion in some places in New York? It's a great field. Why did you call me? Then she came. Swami, I wanted sincerely to realize God. Please help me. Then I said, well, If you want to realize God, I mentioned that come here, meditate and read some books, try to get acquainted with us. She wanted to be a nun in a Carmelite convent. She wrote several books. Anyhow, they're all inquirers, trying to find many places. Sometimes we have to say some people, you go shop several places, if you are dissatisfied, then come to me. First get disgusted in different places. They're all inquirers, just inquisitiveness, some kind of curiosity. Let us try. I am trying so many things. Let me try this one. Let me try this one. They're all jikkasu. Let me try God. Let me see whether He gives me peace or joy or not. In this way, we find four types of people are trying to search God. All right, you can ask me questions. What do you mean? Oh. Sure, sometimes it comes in a mixed form. You see, sometimes when we are sick, Lord, please help me. Terrible headache, I cannot meditate, Lord. We think of God, look. Sometimes, out of curiosity, is there any God? What is in spiritual life? Let me go to that Vedanta temple that Swami speaks on the Gita. Let me listen. Just curiosity came in the mind. So you have come. Same person, when he has headache, he is calling God, please cure my headache so that I may meditate. The same person, when he comes to the Vedanta temple as a student, he has curiosity, he wants to know. Same person, arthati, Lord, give me a good job or some money, otherwise I cannot afford to make my living. Please help me so that I can think of you. You see, you are earning your money which you are seeking from God, that is for your maintenance so that you can meditate on God. And jnani also, sometimes it is a high state with the jnani cha. Jnani means he has some experience and he tasted something in his life. And he wants back that taste again and again. Do you understand? He's really hungry. He wants to satisfy his hunger, spiritual hunger. The moment he does not get it, he is miserable. That state comes, after some time that state comes. It does not come to the beginner. Oh, well, if I don't find God for some time, it is all right. I am happy with my money, with my other things, other occupations. It is true, these are mixed in. Perhaps a single person has all these four things. It's just broadly Krishna classified four types of devotees who worship God. Any more questions? That is the most important thing, Maya. Suppose your friend is a thief and you know he is a thief. The moment he enters your home, you keep watch on him and you put all your precious ornaments or money, everything in a trunk under lock and key. Because you know your thief friend has come to visit you. And that friend knows also that I know that you are a thief. So he cannot steal from you because he is watched by you. And you took advance precaution. You took precaution. So he is helpless. Though he is near you, he cannot rob you. Same thing, a jnani. He knows Maya is going to steal my mind from God through temptation, through allurement, through giving lot of money, creating greediness inside. A Maya will rob my mind from God. But he cannot do it from a Nuvara Brahman. He watches his mind all the time. No, no. He's watching his mind. Don't go. He always is protecting his mind, guarding his mind. That is most important, you know, in spiritual life. Self-awareness, self-introspection. That protects the soul.
Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrittor ma amritam gamaya, avir avir ma yedhi, rudra yate dakshinamukam, tenamam pahi nityam, om shante shante shantihim.
Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through. And guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.